Hello, everybody. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
That was a weird intro, I think, but I liked it. So what's going on, Jordana? What's new in the world?
We had a live You Up show last night.
I know, I was there.
That you were there for.
And it was amazing.
It was really fun. And if you guys haven't checked out You Up, check it out. If you guys haven't checked out Diet Starts Tomorrow,
check it
out.
You're not playing it up. You're not talking. You're not selling your own.
I'm not good at selling myself.
Okay, we did our first live show yesterday.
I'm not good at selling.
For You Up. It was like a live You Up podcast in the Comedy Cellar, Village Underground. And it was like Jordana and Jared. You guys should check out You Up podcast. Listen to it. It was really amazing. It was sold out. We had two shows. And then we had a surprise guest. It was, oh my God, Andy Dorfman. It was fucking amazing. We're going to definitely have more live shows.
It was a much better sell.
I know. It's easier to do when you're...
why I'm not in sales.
I'm not in sales either, but it was easier to do... as a person who wasn't, I'm not promoting myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. It's awkward to.
It's not like I was doing a live show. I was amazing, but you know.
But it was really fun. We're gonna do more. And if you guys have any feedback on anything, please email us. You can either email us at slapped@betches.com, or if you want to email You Up, you can email UUP@betches.com.
So everybody should check that out and listen to You Up. Okay, let's. What about what's going on in the pop culture world?
In the world outside of our own lives.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we saw that Jared and Amanda, Ashley I don't know why I keep calling her Amanda. Amanda and Ashley, I feel like, are the same name.
Same name, yeah. It's absolutely same
sorry
name.
To anyone named Amanda or Ashley.
It's going to be the fuck lot of them.
Ashley I are engaged. And
you literally wrote in the notes, know, Jared and Amanda I.
I wrote the wrong name. That's why I said the wrong name.
Yeah, no, they're engaged, and you and I have very differing opinions about it.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit, and you think it's sweet.
I don't think it's sweet per se. I think it's not fake.
I think it's like two people on their last legs of like fame and like purpose.
I agree with you.
Trying to find a way to make themselves relevant and sort of delay that feeling of like, what the fuck am I going to do with my life? Because I can't keep just like doing the show. And I feel like it's like a little twinge of like drug to like continue their like weird.
Okay, I agree with you.
Reality, like alternate universe.
But I think it's both. I think they are in a reality, like sort of twilight zone.
Right.
And so where they believe that it's real. Mm-hmm. So I think it's sweet in that respect. Like, I think I like the, I mean,
you are the biggest conspiracy theorist. You don't feel like the fact they got engaged on Bachelor in Paradise, this isn't just one big Bachelor in Paradise promo. I feel like you'd be the first person to say that.
Okay, like the thing is that I do, but I also think that like maybe Jared and Ashley were meant to be together.
Aileen believes in love.
I believe
in love too, but like not in like the same way.
I believe, like I just feel like it's possible. Okay. Like I don't want to be a complete cynicist, even though I am with everything else in my world.
We landed on the moon.
I talked about this on The Bachelor already.
Which one do you think is more likely, that Jared and Amanda's relationship is completely Ashley. Real?
Oh, sorry.
Ashley. Why do I keep saying
I don't know.
Jared and Ashley's relationship is legitimate, or that we landed on the moon?
Jared and Ashley's legitimate is more likely to me.
I disagree.
I just think it's legit in their world. Like, I think they believe that they're in love.
I think they believe that
she let him in the front door.
I think they like what they can get out of each other, which, hey, I mean, like, that's part of a relationship.
Everyone, that's true.
You have a certain
thing. Unlike the moon landing. Right. Yeah, I think they do get married on Paradise. I think, like, I'm pretty sure that's when
they get married on Paradise?
No, I'm sorry. Engaged. Like, yeah. It looks like that they're...
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it said that they got engaged on Bachelor in Paradise at the end. They usually don't reveal that stuff like early though.
I don't know. All of the contestants were commenting all these nice things.
That's because they all want their own, to increase their own social following.
And because they're probably contractually obligated to do so. I don't know. I just want to believe in love. Although I don't believe in anything else. Like, I thought the Becca like thing was staged, her breakup.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
it's all like made for TV, just like these made for TV moments. And then like, yeah, you know what? They'll probably actually get married because one, Bachelor will pay for it. Two, like that'll increase their social media following. So they'll get a lot more advertisements. Three, they'll have like a kid and then they can just like use the kid to gain followers.
Here's my last 2 cents. we will wait to find out to watch Bachelor in Paradise to see how they're like, how their chemistry actually is when they're like to get romantically Mondays involved. And Tuesdays, yeah. I'm not sponsored. But again, in that vein, it's possible that they did that so that we do tune in Mondays and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. You know what I mean? Right. So like, it's like a preview. I can't.
It works. It's going
to
work.
Because now I'm sitting here. I can't wait to watch them fall in love.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm a fucking sucker.
I'm excited for the show, but like only so I can make fun of it a little bit and a little so I can.
I love that. I love Bachelor in Paradise.
People like are fans of Ashley. I don't really like root for her. I'm not like a huge fan of hers.
I really like her. She made me cry.
Everyone makes you cry.
It's true. But she cries. I can sympathize with everything.
Why are you such a fan of hers? I don't get it.
I don't know. She seems like she's, I read that she was actually like a broadcast journalism major or whatever, like in school. So she's always wanted to be in like this reality TV or like this TV space. So in that respect, she's not necessarily that genuine, but like I feel like she doesn't seem like a villain. Like she seems like a nice normal girl who like has a lot of emotions, which I can relate to. I have a lot of emotions.
Okay, that's fair, I guess. I don't know, something
about
her.
And she's funny. She's so funny when she's hysterically crying. Like I think it's so funny.
I just thought it was annoying. She was like the fake virgin. She's
a virgin.
She wanted,
she's a virgin.
She's not,
not a virgin anymore.
She was never a virgin. She had that weird, if you remember, I forgot whose season she was on. Was it Crystal's? She was on one of whoever season she was on. She had like this weird fetish about being a Disney princess.
Yeah, that's true.
She was like crying all the time.
I think that was just her shtick, though. Like she's a Kardashian, right, that's Disney what I'm princess.
That was her shtick, and then everyone, the virgin thing was her shtick, and then like Jared not liking her was her shtick, and now it's like, oh, like I got Jared to like me, and that's my new thing. That's what I'm saying. She just keeps going from shtick to shtick to shtick.
Well, no, she was on Winter Games.
Shtick is such a weird word.
It's such a, you can't say shtick three times. Yeah, shtick, 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 shtick. She was on Winter Games, and she like found her Canadian man, and she probably gave him her virginity, I think. Not just
you're
anal.
You're such a sucker.
And then, and now, Jared was like, oh, finally, now I can have sex with her. She's not a virgin anymore.
You think Jared was just waiting until someone else had sex with her?
Oh, yeah.
Because, so that he wouldn't have to marry her?
Oh, yeah. Well, just so that he would know that it's not because, like, he took her virginity and now she's with him because of that.
She's never been a virgin. I don't know. Like, I'm like, it's almost like frustrating. For
okay,
me to
here to hear I've you talked say. To this many times. I know this girl. I've heard like I know a bunch of girls who are virgins. I don't know them like personally. I
what just are their names?
Know them. I can't call them out here. Like, okay, I know two.
Okay,
and both have this in common where they're quite sexual and like they hook up with a lot of guys, but like sort of to make up for the fact that they're virgins, and they all have anal sex.
I don't understand.
And they
like,
think that that's not
better.
I don't know why I have to whisper it. Anal sex. So they think that that's not.
Think that's who she is.
And a lot of women who wait for marriage do that.
That's so crazy to me because anal sex just seems like
so much worse.
So much more intense.
It's so much
worse. Not that sex is bad, but like.
No, sex isn't bad. It just seems like you're going to shit. So like, I don't, yeah. It's freaky. And I just think that like, she's probably done everything. Probably gives a lot of blowjobs. Not saying it's a bad thing. It's probably great, you know, for everyone.
Do you think she was saving herself for vaginal sex, but was happy to give anal to a bunch of guys along the way?
Yes. But however, her whole like spiel on Winter Games about how like, she's not really waiting for marriage. She's just sort of like, wait, like she just wants to be for girls to see that like.
That is what like her like PR.
I don't fucking care. I thought it was sweet.
Constructed thing. I'm just being empowering for girls by going on TV and like chasing this guy who doesn't like me.
Despite the fact.
All the time being obsessed with Disney.
That is not I'm only strictly talking about the virgin thing where she's like, I want girls to see that they don't have to like give it all up just so guys will like them. I think, although now it kind of, now she's had sex and now Jared likes her. So like, it doesn't really work. However, I just.
Okay. Can I say something? It might not be the most PC of things. But I don't think it's that on PC. I am very sick of like people taking like weird sort of pseudo negative actions that they do and like twisting them into like being empowering. They like twist them like
agreed.
This is empowering because like some people don't like this. So like for everyone who does like this, it's empowering. It's
I
like
agree.
A little irritating for me.
It's very, I think it's very irritating when people take like their flaws and turn them into like
empowering things.
Not, it's not a flaw because it could be empowering. It's just like when it's not genuine. You mean you're saying like,
right. I don't think it's genuine. I don't, one, I don't think she's a virgin.
Yeah.
One, I don't think she's a virgin. Two, I don't think
I'll say it again. Anal sex.
I think choosing to have sex choosing to not be a virgin is not empowering.
Right. No, like, I agree with you, but I just like the little message. I think that there are a lot of young girls watching, and there are a lot of girls who
I don't think she's a good role model.
Her one little message about that was, I thought, good for young girls who are listening.
Okay. I prefer
that's my, all that's I'm fair, trying to that's say. Fair.
I personally would prefer my daughter have sex earlier and not be like Ashley I.
So 15, would you rather 15 years old? Like
my daughter, would I rather my daughter lose her virginity at
15 or like 45?
15.
13 or 45?
13. That's as low as I go.
11 or 30?
35.
Yeah, yeah.
11 45. Is, 11 is like
what
scary.
About 50?
45 and it's the same fucking thing. Like, what's okay. Because here's why. Because like sexual experiences can and should hopefully be very positive. And I want my daughter to experience happiness for a longer part of her life.
But not at 11.
But not at 11 because she's not old enough and ready to make those sexual decisions. Nor is she really at 13, but like.
Yeah, you're not really at 13. Like, you're so young. And like, you're
not according to Jewish law, you're a woman.
I just remember myself in middle school and like everything I was doing was because other people were doing it. And like, that I feel like most people have sex because
when you're picking 45.
I choose to be removed from this narrative.
But also, if you choose 45, you're also, your daughter's not going to have children. Or less likely to have, it would be very difficult for her to have children.
Artificial insemination?
Yeah, I guess it's possible. It's just more difficult.
Whatever. Let's talk about, speaking of artificial insemination, let's talk about Real Housewives of New York City because this season is so, so good.
Oh my God. I love this season. I, as you know, if anyone has been listening to this podcast knows that I binged like 10 seasons. I'm sorry. I've just been drinking my water. Elaine's been like searching for water. I haven't offered her any. And then I finally realized that would be like a nice thing to do. And I pushed the water to her.
I was just like choking.
So if anyone has been listening, they know that I've binge watched about 10 seasons worth of Real Housewives of New York over the months of like December and January because I have a very active social life. And so this season is like my first season I'm watching like in real time. And it's so good. It's so much better, especially when you watch it after Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which sucks.
This season's so bad. Last season, right. I mean.
So New York is amazing. Like, I love that all the women are like divorced.
And they're crazy. Like really crazy, but like embrace the craziness. And I love it. So specifically, we wanted to talk about Tinsley and her mom. Like that one scene was, I couldn't tear my eyes away.
I was wondering, I don't think that she was even like faking that for like,
I think they paid her to go to that place.
Sure.
I think Housewives of New York paid her.
But I also like, I almost don't like, I don't think she was like acting that much.
Oh no. Absolutely. Neither was the mom.
Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was so funny to watch someone like self-destruct, you know, when you're like secondhand, like cringing.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Also like, we're not telling Scott. Like, yeah. This is on national TV. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I think that her excuse for doing that is because, like, it was an ad for Bravo. Like, Bravo sold that to that spot.
Oh, and, that's like, what she was going to, like,
so
tell
she
him?
Probably was going to say that, like, oh yeah, we're not even. She was like, oh, we're not even close to being engaged. But, oh, my God, this is going to be the one.
Oh, my God.
And, like, oh, my. Okay. And then they sit down and they're having champagne.
I also wish that I had enough money that I could, like casually do that and like not even think about like how much money the dresses are going to be.
I know. The thing is though, it was so funny because the mom is not an actress. She is a true, she's acting Southern exactly mother. Like she is like a Southern mom walks into it. Like this is what the mom likes to do when she comes to
they
visit.
They like to look at rings.
They like to look at rings and get it. This is her fun. They walk into the store. They're like, would you like some champagne? And they're like, yes. They love God. Alcohol.
They were wasted. They were absolutely crying.
That's where I'm leading up to. They get to the pictures from their like for egg doctor, and they're both sobbing. It's so funny.
Oh my God! I can't believe they FaceTimed with the guy. That was obviously like pre-set up.
Yeah,
it was
for
like,
sure.
Can you that was a great, whoever like wrote the script for that scene.
So,
it was
so
really
good.
Funny.
It's just like, I understand what she's saying. Like, those are my little babies. They're like not, first of all.
They look like little black dots.
They're her eggs.
It looks like a birth control pill swap, like tablet.
Technically, thing. It is. Yeah, that's what it is like, but the opposite.
Yeah, I guess those are her children.
Those are her.
She would make a terrible mother. She can't do anything for herself.
Why cook when you can have a room service?
She's gonna be like ordering cheese plates for like a 6-month-year-old baby.
I'd like 3 charcuterie. I thought that was really funny. I'm really excited for the next. When's it up? Wednesdays.
Yes, it comes out tomorrow. Also not an ad. but it was really, really great show. I think the Luann thing is getting like a little bit of heat.
Why?
Because it's just kind of like she's like this like wealthy middle-aged white woman who like assaults a cop and like does this crazy shit. And she's just like losing weight in rehab after like having like a I'm changed, whatever. But like if she were like a person of color, like, she would be like so fucked.
I know. Like, that's actually so true. I never even thought of that. That's really, and the way that she was, how she got out of the handcuffs.
Right.
How did her hands aren't so slender? Like,
she's huge. Like, and she's attractive, but she's a bigger lady.
Yeah, more bones.
She's like a tall, bigger
person. How the fuck did she wiggle her hands out of her handcuffs? But I'm just
clearly weren't on that tight.
I agree. Yeah. I actually really agree. Watching that tape and the way that she assaulted those officers, like if it had been like anyone like of a minority or anything, like they would be so fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was like I think that caused a little bit of like a.
She can't. They can't just. They're not going to be like calling Bethany later. I'm like, I'm just going to run off to yoga.
Right. Like I've had a great year to reflect, and mm-hmm. like that's not what would happen to someone. Not of her circumstance.
Yeah it's kind of really fucked up.
Yeah, well I think it's good for a character for Luann, who's like always so like trying to put up a front of like having this great life, that it's like always a little,
yeah, it's a little karmic.
Right, it's the Countess. If you think about her, like Countess. Season 1, which I saw just a few months ago, she's just like the Countess. Do you know what I mean? Like, think she's so proper and like mm-hmm. etiquette wise and like yeah. that's not classy. Mm-hmm. Money doesn't buy you class.
Yeah,
like,
money doesn't.
It's just like the irony is like to write and sing that song and then have this happen to you is like sort of a slight poetic justice.
She needs to talk to her PR team. Just everyone, just for a second, we're going to take a quick break so we can tell you guys about our new podcast, Everyone's Gay.
Hey, Bitch Slapped listeners, this is Brian Russell Smith.
And this is Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And we are the hosts of the new Bitches podcast, Everyone's Gay. Comes out every Monday. It'll be in your feed. Subscribe. We're fun and funny. We talk gay shit and normal shit.
Yeah, we're like the gay BFFs that you want, but maybe don't have.
Yeah, exactly. So you can email us questions at gay@betches.com, or you should follow us at @everyone's_gay for some great original content created by Chris and ourselves.
See you there, bitch.
Bye.
Okay, and we're back.
And we're back. Okay, let's do some Dear Betches.
Let's do it. We have a lot of career-focused Dear Betches this week. I'm into it.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't heard, we have a new book coming out in October. The pre-orders are going to be announced pretty soon, but the book is called When's Happy Hour?
Yes.
Work Hard So You Can Hardly Work. It's also a career, funny career book. And we go all the way from like email etiquette to like how
to finding a job to like how to succeed at your jobs, start your own company, mm-hmm. Work-life balance, all that fun shit.
It's coming out soon, so check it out. Okay, do you want to read this first?
Sure. Dear Betches, first of all, I love the podcast. I listen to it when I drive and it makes traffic basically non-existent. You're all women that I look up to and admire as entrepreneurs. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need some career advice. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 2 years and have one semester of law school left. We met in law school and have been inseparable ever since. This summer, I'm interning at a small labor and employment firm, and I quickly realized that this is the type of law I want to practice. My boyfriend is an intern at a really big law firm that specializes in labor and employment, but he is in the litigation department, so he doesn't do labor and employment at all. My question is, would it be wrong for me to apply to work at the big firm in their labor and employment department when summer is over and we start looking for full-time post-grad jobs? I know I need to talk to him about it before I do anything, but is it wrong to even be thinking of it at all? I love my job at the firm I'm at now, and I see a future here. But at the big firm, I would make at least $60,000 more starting out than I would at my current firm. Working together is not my concern. We've been president, me, and VP, him, various student organizations together at law school, and work very well together. My concern is, would I be encroaching on his turf, especially when there are so many fish, meaning law firms, in the sea, so to speak? Should I just not even go there? Thanks in advance. I appreciate your time. You are awesome. Sincerely, Legally Betch.
Oh, that's a good name. I think it's not bad for you to even to approach the topic. I think that you guys need to have like a discussion about it, because
well, he's an intern there, right? He doesn't actually have a full-time exactly. job there, but I assume she's trying to say that he like wants to.
So like I think that maybe you discuss me, like, you know that I love employment law, like what are your plans?
Employment law is my passion.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like she, yeah. It is. So like if he says no, I wouldn't want you working there, you ask him like
if there are other big firms, yeah,
maybe
like,
look for another firm. And also, you're just applying. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a job. Right. There.
I mean, he might not care. I think you could definitely broach the subject with him, but like I would inevitably make it his decision. It is really, I think it's tough probably to work in close proximity with someone you're with all the time. I assume you'll be like living together soon.
Yeah.
If you're not already.
Same thing.
Right. I would suggest just for you, not even like regardless of what he thinks, like it might be better to have a little more distance. Like, can you imagine working with your fiance mm-hmm. every day? Like,
no.
Or like even in the same building, I feel like it'd be like
it would just be it'd be a lot. I think that like distance is good for
yeah.
Part
it's nice
of the
to
day.
It's also nice for you both to have like your own thing going on, and then you can talk about it at the end of the day, mm-hmm. As yeah, opposed to like having the same life.
Like exactly. Okay, Rusty and I do completely opposite things. Mm-hmm. Like he's in the medical field, so like that. I even if his hospital was on in our building, I feel like that would be. Okay, it wouldn't be ideal really, right. But it would be okay. But the fact that you guys do the same thing and are going to be in the same office, there's going to create competition. It all might sound like fun in the beginning, but it rarely right. ends up fun.
Also, because like even if you're in different departments, like you one of you might get like the same policies, one yeah. of you might get promoted, the mm-hmm. other one might create some like weird,
you won't want to come home to complain.
Here's the thing about someone that I think that you're dating is you both want to be each other's like cheerleaders, mm-hmm. essentially. And it's much easier and more fun to do that when you're doing different shit.
Yeah.
When you're doing the same thing, it can become like a little awkward. And you're already both lawyers. So like...
You're good at arguing.
Yeah, that's also true. I would
just like approach it like, what are you wanting to do after your internship? Do you think you're going to do like employment?
Right. Maybe he doesn't even want to work there.
Exactly.
Also, another thing, I have to say, you're going to probably be making $60,000 more starting than you would at a different firm, but you're going to be working so much. We have friends who are lawyers, and like the bigger the firm, the more you paid, they get their money's worth out of you. So like yeah, just be sure to know that if you're working at a much bigger firm,
maybe they should work at the same firm. They got to see each other. Now that we think about it. Yeah. Cause our friend like goes home at midnight.
Yeah.
And like doesn't really,
it's a lot of just, I would also just research that because you're getting into something that is a much larger time commitment.
For sure.
But I would just talk about it with him and explore your options together. And like, if you really, really want to work there, like I'm sure you could make it work.
Okay. Let's do the next one.
Yeah.
First off, dear Betch, first off, huge fan, new listener to the podcast, but follow Betches Through Our College on Instagram. You guys like totally get me.
Totally.
Anyways, I'm 24 and I work at a medium-sized law firm, another lawyer, about 35 employees, and I've been having a tough time recently. I've worked there for almost 2 years. I started out as a clerk, basically lowest man on the totem pole in the law firm, and last summer I asked to do more and learn more in the firm. They offered to pay me to obtain my paralegal certificate, which was a great stepping stone in my career since I plan on going to law school. In the last 6 months, I began to enjoy the job less and less. It's not so much the work, but more so the management. I don't feel like I'm being respected as a paralegal, and the employees still treat me as if I'm a clerk a full year later. I've helped out when short-staffed because I'm willing to help while most other people at the firm wouldn't even be asked to do things I've been asked to do. I've been thinking about leaving and finding a different firm for a couple of months now. However, they've paid for my education and expect me to stay until I go to law school, so I feel like I'm stuck. I've never signed anything, but it seems like leaving would be super shitty of me. How do I move forward? Am I being ridiculous and taking all of this too much to heart? Should I go to the management company and explain my frustrations and see what, if anything, can be done? Please help. Thank you.
I think this is an interesting email and an interesting topic to sort of discuss. I think a lot of the times, if you start off in a role, it's hard to change people's perception of you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're like promoted or whatever. And so like people who are lower or on different footing might not like, they're not intrinsically like taking in your new role and like higher position like you are.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
It's not them. And so they like, there's nothing that happens that makes them like feel like you should be treating differently than like, it doesn't even make sense that they would.
Yeah. Especially it's not when it doesn't really affect them.
Right.
Like so, it's not like you're their new boss.
Right. Maybe it's like not even intentional that they're doing that. I think it's sort of up to your like upper management to instill a sense of like, of like that you're promoted or that you have a higher position mm-hmm. or that you're no longer going to be doing certain tasks. And I think if you don't feel like certain tasks are now part of your job description, it's okay to like to say that to whoever's asking you to do them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
don't think it's that right to be like not my department kind of thing.
No, I agree.
Attitude. I do agree though. Like,
well, if there's someone else that should be doing it, you could see like maybe you could ask.
Or you can be like, yeah, okay, let me pass that on to Amanda,
right?
The new clerk,
right?
Like or something like I have a lot of workload like now that I'm a paralegal,
right? They also probably might think that you're just like better at doing it because you're not. There's clearly someone to replace you, and it's like easier than like having to if you ask someone to do something and they've been doing it for a while, it's much more annoying to like have to like explain what you need done to someone else, someone new.
Yeah, yeah. I maybe like try that route. I really wouldn't complain yet to management to explain your frustrations because you are pretty low down. And not that saying that your opinions don't matter, but they do. But when you like talk about how people, like if you're being truly treated poorly, like people are bullying you or like you're being called like something like that, 100% go to management. But it's like I'm being asked to do things that aren't necessarily in my job title. They're not going to take that well.
Right.
You know, they're going to be like, well, maybe you can step up and do a little bit more. Like if like you're complaining about it, whereas let them notice that you're doing more and then they'll make it a point to sort of make sure that you're not doing more than you should.
Right. Also because they'll want to make sure your time is freed up to be doing whatever you need to be doing in your higher level position. And so it would be mm-hmm. in their best interest to sort of redirect
exactly
any tasks that like could be more efficiently done by not you.
And they must believe in you if they're paying for your education. So like,
I would start with that.
Yeah. I would start with the whole like, oh yeah, let me pass this along to the new clerk. I'm like, I have a lot of paralegal stuff right. to do.
And if they paid for you to go to paralegal school, like they clearly value you and want you to succeed and want you to do well. Otherwise, they wouldn't have paid for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. Also, you can like go and do it and then like work as a paralegal for a little bit. And if it still doesn't change, go to a new school, go to a new law firm, or you're going to law school. So
a lot of lawyers writing in today.
Seriously. Yeah. Do you want to play some games?
Let's play some games. Okay. Would you rather be single until you're 50 or find everlasting love and get proposed to with a real Neil Lane Diamond on Bachelor in Paradise?
Like at 50, I find my everlasting love.
Mm-hmm. Everlasting.
Or find everlasting love and get proposed to with Neil Diamond on the Bachelor.
Yeah. At your current age.
Neil Diamond, Bachelor in Paradise. If it's everlasting, it's not like you're telling me like
it's not necessarily everlasting. And then, it's like, unclear
get a divorce at 50.
Unclear how long it will be lasting.
Can I have kids?
Sure. You froze your ex.
Well, because my whole thing is that I want to have kids. I love that this isn't a problem for men. Oh my God, this is so difficile. I don't even give a shit about the Neil Diamond thing. It's more so Neil Lane Diamond, not Neil Diamond.
Yeah, whatever.
Like if you find love like at 22, say, I'm not 22, but I'm 29.
I feel like it always just cheapens the romance a little. Even like Sean and Catherine, who I love. I'm always like, I just wish you met like in real life.
Yeah, but like, who cares in real life? They don't care. Did you see Sean's tweet that was like, the best part of this is that when my kids grow up, I have to explain that they were a product of a reality TV show.
I know. I guess they're self-aware about it. Yeah. So it's like, fine.
I feel like that part is just, it doesn't matter for them. Like,
right.
They did find each other, and if they're together, they're together. It doesn't really
That's
matter.
That's true. I guess I'd pick Paradise.
I think I'm going to pick Paradise.
Although it wouldn't be a bullshit fake relationship like Jared and Ashley I.
Whatever.
Also, her name is Ashley I.
Okay, shoot, fuck, marry. Jared from The Bachelor, Nick from Handmaid's Tale, and Jax Taylor. Why don't we do Jared from The Bachelor, Nick from The Bachelor, like Nick Vial.
Oh, okay. And, Nick Vial from The Bachelor. Okay.
Shoot, fuck, marry. Marry.
I think I need to kill Jared from The Bachelor.
Really?
Yeah.
I was choosing him as my front runner up here.
I think I have to kill him because I don't think he's like self-aware about like the weirdness of this whole thing. And at least Jack's like, as terrible as he is, sort of like He like doesn't almost try to be anything but terrible. He's never like actually yeah, sometimes he does
have,
make some
he would have sex with him and or get married with him.
I guess I'd marry Nick and I'd have sex with Jax and I'd get rid of Jared. They're all not
Nick
really
very sexy. Jax has a lot of sex with a lot of different people and I don't know if it's safe. Not I love Jax, by the way, if
you
listening.
Use protection.
He uses protection for sure.
I don't know. I'm saying you would have to. Not clearly oh. not. He knocked up that girl in Vegas.
Oh yeah. Wait, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What?
What? Like seasons and seasons.
He knocked
ago,
her up.
She got an abortion. Yeah. Did you not watch season one?
Oh my god. No, I totally forgot that. While he was eating Stassi.
Yes.
Shut up. Did they break up?
They were like. I think all maybe already broken up when she found out. But
sorry,
like,
Trinidad's giving a recap of shit that already happened like years ago.
I don't know. I'm trying to, it's like mostly fresh, but not completely.
I think I would definitely make sweet love to Nick Vial. He's very good looking. But I would not marry him, nor would I.
So you're marrying
shoot
Jared.
Him.
Sucker.
I think I'm going to marry Jared because he seems, because I don't think he has a cheating problem yet. And Jax.
Who knows? Jared
I don't
want to
shoot
problem.
Jax though because he's so sweet and nice and I like Jax. I'm gonna choose. Jared. Where she went to Jared.
You went to Jared. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather be in Luann's group therapy session at rehab or in a business meeting with Sonia Morgan?
Holy shit! Oh my god.
They both sound really fun.
They both sound so much fun. It's an international female brand.
I think it'd be more fun to be in the business meeting yes. with Sonia because I feel like she would like, it would be very entertaining and I'd love to see her like trying to be mm-hmm. like serious.
I would love to go to
and like all the crazy
Sonia.
Like delusional shit that
yes.
she says.
Agreed. Luann's therapy could either be one just like completely delusional, which you can't say anything.
Right.
Or just so sad that you just, what's entertaining about that?
I could see her like kind of like bullshitting or mm-hmm. like message.
Yeah. I'm back, babe. Sorry.
I'm getting married.
I'm getting
married.
Sorry.
You guys should listen to Amy Phillips. She does the best impressions of all the housewives.
So funny. Well, thank you so much for everybody for listening. Email us at slapped@betches.com with all of your questions, comments, and concerns, and all of your dear betches. Please don't forget to rate,
review,
and subscribe,
and tell a friend.
Which means like rate it 5 stars, Abby. Then write your review of how much you love Betch Slapped. And don't forget to listen to all of our other podcasts. We have You Up, Diet Starts Tomorrow, The Sup, Everyone's Gay. And a new one.
Coming soon.
When's Happy Hour, which is also a book. And the podcast that I'm hosting. We have more, oh my god, coming that
there's,
we haven't announced
there's more
yet.
Coming. We'll tell you about them soon. Get excited.
Which are very exciting. Okay.
Okay, bye.